Lots of channels, nothing to watch, especially if you're searching for the truth. It's time to interrupt your regularly scheduled programs with something actually worth watching. Salem News Channel, straightforward, unfiltered, with in-depth insight and analysis from the greatest collection of conservative minds, like Hugh Hewitt, Mike Gallagher, Sebastian Gorka, and more. Find truth. Watch 24/7 on SNC.TV and on Local Now, Channel 525.
Hey, everybody. Time for the Charlie Kirk Show. Vivek changes the game. I rush into the studio before I go to UCLA to talk about how Vivek calls for the resignation of Rana. We can do it. Let's put our minds together and get a new RNC chair. Subscribe to our podcast. Open up your podcast application and type in Charlie Kirk Show. Get involved with Turning Point USA at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Email me, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Last night was special. I expected just the typical type of debate, roll your eyes. And it wasn't a debate. It was a humiliation for the RNC, and not in a way that you would expect. Your voice was represented on national television in one of the best performances I have seen in a debate, and one of the best openings I have seen. Vivek Ramaswamy brought it straight to the RNC, a direct hit. You and the audience have been clamoring, saying we're sick of losing. Why are our elections not secure? Why are we not investing in the states that matter? Why is the RNC so out of touch with their voters? You guys attempted, and you were amazing, to get rid of Ronna Mitt Romney back in January. You tried your best to put Harmeet Dhillon or have Mike Lindell. I know there was some disagreement there, but at least it was said, we don't want Ronna. She had a 99% disapproval rating, and she is a proven loser. She does it professionally. She has. She's Mitt Romney's niece. She's been there. She doesn't listen to the grassroots, doesn't listen to Tyler Boyer, doesn't listen to any of us. But she say, hey, you know, I'm in charge and you're not. And we will fall short next November if it continues. Vivek Ramaswamy had enough of it. Understand what Vivek Ramaswamy did was against the gentleman's agreement. There is an unspoken gentleman's agreement at these debates that you shall not insult the RNC. You might have some disagreements. You might not like it, but you don't do that. And Vivek Ramaswamy overturned the tables. In his opening segment, not only did he go after RNC, he went after Ronna McDaniel by name, and then he went after NBC News in an incredible way. And it changed the whole debate. Ron DeSantis needed a breakout performance. He didn't get it. Vivek Ramaswamy stole the show. People that were skeptics of Vivek beforehand were texting me. They said, this is unbelievable. Big donors that used to give a lot of money to the RNC said, finally, someone is calling for the resignation of Ronna. And you guys understand this. You understand why we are fixated on this. And it's very simple. The RNC is the central organizing hub. The RNC can do certain things according to federal election law that other organizations can't, that super PACs can't do, that 527s can't do. If the RNC continues at its current trajectory, we're going to be a year from today being like, well, we're 4,000 votes short in Georgia. But at least the RNC ordered a lot of flowers. Vivek has had enough of it. Vivek, he changed the game. This is an incredible piece of tape here. Look, everyone does their little pre-scripted thing. You know, Ron DeSantis says, you know, it's a tough time. People can't afford gasoline. That's fine. So, you know, good statement. You know, Nikki Haley, you know, I want to go send bombs to Cameroon and make sure that we colonize Honduras. Great. Got it. Thanks. You know, Chris Christie, Donald Trump's a criminal and can't wait for the post-debate meal. Got it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. You know, Tim Scott, you know, our best days are ahead. Super, you know, scripted 1982, you know, and it's morning in America. All we have to do is go to our better angels. Thanks. Got it, Tim Scott. Terrific. You know, read the time and the hour. That's You know, you got to update your programming. I like Tim Scott, but it's so tone deaf. Okay. Country's being invaded. Donald Trump 700 years in prison. And Tim Scott is talking about how our best days are ahead and we're the growth and opportunity party. It's like, okay, whatever. And then it goes to Vivek. And he's like, okay, what is he going to do? And he changed the game. And he called out the charlatans for who they are. Play cut 104.
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here. And I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer to the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there cheering for losing in the Republican Party.
Whoa. By the way, it gets even better. The next piece of tape is when he turns it on NBC News. But let's just start right there. The Republican Party badly needs this. Ronna, if you've done a wonderful job, then go in front of cameras and tell us how great of a job you've done. Go and say, you know, I won all these, but you can't do that because you're a loser. And everyone knows you're a loser. You're controlled opposition. That doesn't mean you're a bad person. That doesn't mean you're a bad mom. People conflate that. I'm sure you're pleasant and all those different things. We don't have time for controlled opposition losers that are doing debates with NBC News and then being afraid to even defend your record. This is professional, not personal. And we're not going to let up. Ronna is operating under this old paradigm. Why is everyone attacking me? Because we're losing our country, and the RNC is one of the few institutions that stands between the abyss and the Democrat Party. Like, literally, the Democrat Party is bringing us to the abyss, and the RNC, whether we like it or not, needs to be standing in the breach. We need data. We need an army. We need AI. We need bare knuckles. We need honesty. We need grassroots. We need hustle. They don't contact us. By the way, there is no other grassroots organization, not just my opinion, that works as hard as Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. They don't talk to us. Why would they? They hate us. They circulate attack articles against us. They don't call Scott Pressler. Forget Turning Point for a second. They don't talk. They hate Scott Pressler. So they kind of live in their own circular bubble. And by the way, they're not raising money. It's not like the donors, or, you know, Ronna has this great relationship with donors. Donors don't even like her anymore. I was getting text after text after text of very wealthy people. Yes, finally, we need a new leader. Her one selling point is, I can raise a lot of money. No, you can't, actually. Evidently, you can't do that because donors know that you're a loser and you need to resign. What is your record exactly? Where have you been able to say things improved because of my leadership? You can't do that. And Vivek called it out. Vivek broke the rules. Let's be very honest. Vivek broke all the rules. Vivek was not supposed to do that. And you could just imagine the RNC seething at their own party, their own debate. By the way, it's just so telling to compare that one response by Vivek Ramaswamy with the canned workshopped one-liners and trash these other candidates try to use. And Vivek Ramaswamy perfectly channeled the tone of the base. He's like, we're a bunch of losers right now. And he's right. And you know what Vivek was touching on, which is, you know, if I would have, you know, Monday morning quarterbacking, I'd just kind of edit or adjust. The country is actually more in alignment with our value system than any time in the last decade. And yet the election results are not in our favor. What is going on here? Machinery. The plumbing of elections. The infrastructure. Vivek is literally a guy with no name recognition, no experience, doesn't even have Trump's history as a TV personality, and he's basically the number two guy in the race. Why? It's because of moments like this. And again, I'm a Trump guy. Everyone knows that. But we have to understand the outright stones that it takes to do this. I mean, I'm going to be very honest. He's got balls to do this. To go to the RNC. I mean, Trump hasn't even called for Ronna to resign. God bless. I'm pushing for that. I hope he does. Vivek goes, opening statement, you're a loser, Ronna. The RNC's awful. And then what he does next against NBC News, we're going to play that tape. Hey, everybody, Charlie Kirk here. There's a lot of steak this November, so I'm baking you. Don't be chicken and shop at the grocery store like usual. Get Good Ranchers instead. Their Black Friday Your Way sale is live, and it's something you don't want to miss. And yes, they have great meat puns, and they have even better meat. And this November, you get to pick your favorite meat to get free for a year. Yes, you pick a year of free steak, salmon, chicken, or bacon when you subscribe to any box right now. I love this service. I use it. When you subscribe to any box on goodranchers.com, you not only get a free gift of meat worth over $480, but you also get $15 off my special code, Charlie. So go. The only big deal your grocery store has is on expired yogurt, so ditch the meat aisle and subscribe at goodranchers.com. You could save up to $500 with their Black Friday offer. No purchase of expired yogurt required. Why choose Good Ranchers? Because they're the number one place to get an all-American beef, pork, chicken, and seafood. With Good Ranchers, there's no second guessing. Promo code Kirk for $15 off plus a year of your favorite meat. Promo code Kirk. I'm going to continue to brag on Vivek Ramaswamy. What he did took stones. It took, quite honestly, balls. It took a spine. I have such respect for him to go into the theater of, I was going to use a certain biblical analogy. I don't think I should, but I'll let you guys fill it in. I'm just going to just use a couple words here, but I won't. He went into a theater and he didn't play by the rules. So many of you are asking, Charlie, what can we do to actually change the RNC chair? Ronna McRomney is very nervous because the Overton window changed this fall. A Speaker of the House was removed. We got this great guy, Mike Johnson. This idea of being able to remove people that you don't like and the grassroots speaking now has precedent. And guess what? The Speaker of the House is far more powerful than an RNC chair. And she knows that. It is a lot harder to remove a Speaker of the House than it is an RNC chair. I will get into these details as we proceed throughout this hour. It's one of the reasons why I sprinted in here. I'm going to have to catch a flight, go to UCLA. It's going to be a crazy day. So I want to make sure everyone's clear. There's an RNC meeting in January in Vegas where all 168 voting members are convening like they did at that five-star resort in Dana Point. And we are going to put the website back up. We're going to try to reignite the grassroots pressure for you to put pressure on your state party chairs, on your national committeemen, to do a RNC equivalent of motion to vacate. We need an RNC equivalent of motion to vacate. I don't know the rules. They're goofy. They're kleptocratic. They're built like an oligarchy. Tyler knows all that stuff. It is a total country club, but there has to be some way because we, in an election year, after this disappointing loss, this circus of debates, and Ronna breaking RNC rules, which she did, and I'll tell you about that in a second, we have to use the Mike Johnson story as inspiration that those who might once seem untouchable can be removed. And Ronna needs to be next. Do we want to win or do we want to lose comfortably? The way that we are heading is to lose comfortably. Okay, so, but this is just amazing. And I have to just take a detour here outside of the RNC thing. And it, by the way, it's coupled with the RNC thing because it is insulting to you. It is repulsive that the RNC would partner in any way, shape, form, or fashion with a Democrat super PAC that calls themselves NBC News. NBC News is not a media organization. NBC News is not a journalist institution. They are a Democrat super PAC with a peacock feather logo. They don't like your values. They want to fundamentally transform the country from within. They never should have been allowed with an RNC debate. Nobody wants to hear from Lester Holt. No one wants to hear from Welker. They lied about the Hunter Biden laptop story. They smeared and slandered and covered up the entire truth around the Russia hoax. They lied about the vaccine, lied about COVID. They lie about the border. They lie about Ukraine. They are part, in fact, they are a core stakeholder of Operation Mockingbird. Operation Mockingbird, Trusted News Initiative, the intel agencies, NBC News is a cornerstone of it. In fact, they might be the most important. So why on earth is our party, which is supposed to be the only opposition instrument, partnering with these people? Good question. Ronna is to blame for that. Never should have happened. Vivek asks the sacred question. I just got to be honest. Governor DeSantis, you're America's greatest governor. You missed a huge opportunity last evening. This could have been you. Instead, you're talking about like some sort of Chamber of Commerce thing. It's like, man, DeSantis, you missed the opportunity. Go for the kill. The people hate the grassroots hate these people. Play cut 129. Listen to Vivek. He gets all the headlines. This could have been DeSantis. Play cut 129.
Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years. Was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Ross.
Sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to Governor Christie.
These frauds can't answer the question. They've done media malpractice. They're buddies with the RNC, and Vivek put them on defense, and they can't even answer. Kristen Welker smiling like a smug lunatic. Lester Holt, let's move on. Are you prepared for the unthinkable ahead? Charlie Kirk here. We all need to pray for the best, but prepare for the worst. That means stockpiling emergency food before it's too late. Right now, go purchase a 3-month emergency food kit from MyPatriotSupply.com, the nation's leader in self-reliance. Order yours today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Each family member needs their own kit when disaster strikes. These 3-month kits from MyPatriotSupply.com give an abundance of delicious meals, providing over 2,000 calories a day. You'll have plenty to eat when everyone else is scavenging empty store shelves. Stock up now, because you won't get a warning when disaster hits. You are 9 meals away from anarchy. That's right, 9 meals away from anarchy. Order by 3 o'clock today, and your order ships the same day for free. The unthinkable can happen at a moment's notice. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Okay, so let's talk about the RNC further here, and also Vivek. Vivek calls them out, and the grassroots explodes. People are thrilled. Like, finally, the person who is in charge of the RNC, who's responsible for winning, is being called out. We made this point yesterday, but I'll just say it again. Las Vegas Raiders, they fire their entire staff. USC, University of Southern California, talking about the Lincoln Riley firing the defensive coordinator. Now, let's play this here. Vivek also went after the entire neoliberal, neoconservative establishment. And he and Nikki Haley cross swords. Play cut 122.
I am telling you, Putin and President Xi are salivating at the thought that someone like that could become president. They would love to
see. The fact of the matter is she doesn't answer.
The first thing I'll tell you is we all remember what that thug did when he invaded Ukraine. And here is a freedom-loving, pro-American country that is fighting for its survival and its democracy. No, I don't think we should give them cash. I think we should give them the equipment and the ammunition to win. And I'll tell you, if Biden had done it when they first asked for it, this war would be over.
Is there a war that she doesn't want to be involved in? Let's continue. Vivek goes after Nikki Haley. Play cut 123. Is this Will Smith or Nikki Haley? Play cut 123.
Ramaswamy, we've talked about this. You campaign on TikTok. How do you get TikTok banned if you use it?
Well, I want to laugh at why Nikki Haley didn't answer your question, which is about looking at families in the eye. In the last debate, she made fun of me for actually joining TikTok while her own daughter was actually using the app for a long time. So you might want to take care of your family first.
Leave my daughter out of your voice.
Daughter. The next generation of Americans are using it. And that's actually the point. You have her supporters crapping her up. That's fine. Here's the truth.
You're just
the easy
scum.
Answer.
There were no rules last night. There were no rules. By the way, leave my daughter's name out of your voice. It's very strange. But Vivek broke open the entire conversation. He broke open the entire deal. top to bottom. Because Vivek Ramaswamy is moving the Overton window. He has mainstreamed the grassroots rebellion against the RNC chair. Understand what happened with Kevin McCarthy, motion to vacate, is far higher stakes than getting a country club to remove Ronna Mitt Romney. So here's how this works. Every single state and territory has a state party chair and two committeemen, a committeeman and a committee woman. So three per state, per territory. That's 168 people. So 168 people that are voting members of the RNC. I went there and I lobbied them to try to remove Ronna, and many of them think Ronna's doing a great job. They think Ronna's doing excellent. In fact, I'll just read this here, an email we got. Charlie, I was texting and pressuring my Republican chair here in South Dakota, and he was very upset because he thinks Ronna's doing a great job. Yeah, that's a typical kind of response. We have to start to put overwhelming grassroots pressure on your state party chair, on your committeeman, and your committeewoman to get them to act going into November. Now understand, Ronna likely broke RNC rules last night. According to TimCast.com, Ronna trashed Vivek Ramaswamy in the debate audience, saying, quote, he won't get a cent from us. He's an a-hole, total a-hole, she says. Wait a second. This is against RNC rules. You're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to interfere into primaries and mention that. That is a sacred RNC rule. I have to remain neutral. I can't do this. But she gets so offended that Vivek Ramaswamy calls her out for what she is. And by the way, if Ronna is such a winner, why does she not go in front of cameras and answer questions? Well, here's a really good example. Last night, she was asked by a reporter, hey, what happened in Virginia exactly? Larry O'Connor started asking her questions from WMAL. And she says, well, in Virginia, the RNC did not engage because Glenn Youngkin didn't want us. Even though the Virginia GOP chairman, Rich Anderson, requested money from the RNC denied his request. Meanwhile, Joe Biden ordered the DNC in September to put $1 million into Virginia. We lost the House and the Senate by 2,400 and 1,900 votes, respectively. So somebody's lying here, and it's probably Ronna and the RNC. Do they ever take responsibility for what they're doing? Now is not the time for happy talk and for business as usual. It's not the time. Now is not the time to just kind of allow the culture of losing to perpetuate and to continue. And we have an opportunity, based on what happened with Kevin McCarthy and the motion to vacate, this can be done. So someone says, but Charlie, why do they keep on voting for Ronna? They need to represent you, or you need to remove them as your state party chair and as your national committeeman. Period. It's that simple. It is far more complicated, far higher stakes to do what was done to Kevin McCarthy than to Ronna Romney. It's not even close to being as hard. But that 168, we're going to publicize all their names again. We're going to put up the website. We did this back in January. And we have to get regime change. And it's not just a matter of changing the chair. It's the whole staff. It's their Washington, D.C. office. And, you know, Ronna won. What was the final vote tally? I think she got over 100 votes, like 110 votes. She won rather significantly. The country club and the regime, they wanted nothing to do with better leadership, ethical leadership, transparent leadership, results or victory. But this can be done. Especially if you're like, what can I possibly do? What can I do here in the state of North Dakota? What can I do here in Kansas? This is where you really can make a big difference, everybody. I'm giving you a plan of action. If you are in a state where you might think, oh, it's not a battleground state, nothing's really happening, all we have to do is flip 30 or 35 of these people. And by the way, we've already removed several that voted for Ronna last January. So we've already removed about 10. So we're already closer. And the tide is really changing. We need I don't know the rules, some sort of motion to vacate equivalent. And so we have, let's just say you're a great American patriot in Kentucky, and you're really upset with just what happened. You need to now challenge your state party chair Are you willing to go to the meeting in Vegas and remove Rana? And if they say no, you need to get rid of that state party chair, which you can do in a variety of ways. Your state convention, precinct committeeman, national committeeman. Every state does it different, but the laws, the bylaws are all there. And get a, by the way, a group of 100 people in some of these states could remove a state party chair. This is not widespread stuff. It is high velocity, high energy, high intensity. And donors are already starting to back out. The amount of donors that are texting me saying, why is Rana still in charge? Have we not lost enough? She doesn't inspire confidence. She doesn't build a vision for the future. It is starting to chip and chip away. And by the way, the RNC does not have a lot of money right now. We don't know the numbers. They should be published soon, but I'm told it's abysmal. They have enough money to do debates with the, you know, NBC, do enough debates with whatever. But do they have a infrastructure and a plan? And every time something bad happens, it's always excuses. According to sources, Rana was going out on stage and she was screaming that Kentucky was McConnell's fault and Virginia was Youngkin's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. It's always somebody else's fault. And Vivek moved the Overton window in a serious and significant and real way. And mind you, Rana doesn't take him up on it. If Rana was such a great RNC chair and she's willing to lead us to victory, why did she not go in front of the cameras afterwards and say, I was really taken back by Vivek's comments and we've done this at the RNC and this and this and this and this and this and this and this. She can't do it because her record is indefensible. Vivek advanced our rebellion and we're not going to stop until we get a new RNC chair. Why? Is it because of some petty personal thing? No, it's not. Because I do this for a living, 20 hours a day, 6 days a week. I take one day off. God bless the Shabbat. I know the numbers very well. I see the lack of data coordination. I see the lack of grassroots infrastructure. I see the lack of voter registration. I see the lack of ballot chasing. I live in one of the states that matter, and I am here trying to tell you what is coming next. If the regime stays as is, if the cabal stays intact, we will lose. Leadership really matters. Look at just the difference of leadership with Mike Johnson. Leadership is everything, and we should not have to put up with somebody who doesn't share your values, somebody who's a proven loser, and you, the American grassroots, can make a significant victory happen, huge victory happen, by stepping up for the Vegas meeting in Vegas, RNC 168. We need a motion to vacate, and we're not going to give up. We're going to crescendo this thing. Needs to be a Vegas motion to vacate at the RNC. You, the grassroots, we have the power to do that. Hey, everybody. Mike Lindell has a passion to help you get the best sleep of your life. He didn't stop at the pillow. Mike Lindell has created the Giza Dream bed sheets. These sheets look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep, which is crucial for your overall health. Mike found the world's best cotton called Giza. It's ultra soft and breathable, but extremely durable. Mike's Giza sheets come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Mike's latest incredible deal is the sale of the year. For a limited time, you'll receive 50% off the Giza Dream Sheets, marking prices down as low as $29.98, depending on the size. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. That is MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk, including the MyPillow 2.0 mattress topper, MyPillow kitchen towel sets, and so much more. Call 800-875-0425 or go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com, promo code Kirk. I love the energy right now from you guys. It is inspiring. You're ready to do something. And we have a marching order. You might say, oh my goodness, it's so far away from now. Trump's going to be the nominee, okay? You want something to do? Let's mobilize all of this different energy. And we have an RNC meeting in Vegas in January. And there's got to be some way to vacate the chair, some sort of executive committee thing, whatever it might be. It is an interesting question. Why is it that the RNC would be more out of touch than Congress? That's interesting, isn't it? I mean, Congress is out of touch. But debt ceiling, continuing resolution, McCarthy lost his job. You got Mike Johnson in there. Why would the RNC, which is supposed to have this 168-member body, why would they defend Rana? What is the argument? By the way, anyone is welcome on this show. Anyone of the 168, they'll never accept it. Defend it. Show us. Build confidence. Again, I'm not even talking ideologically here because we're on different planets ideologically on big issues. I'm talking about winning. Winning. Do you have a track record of victory? You lost in 18, you lost in 20, you lost in 22, and you lost in 23. At some point, you're going to get a new head coach. At some point, you have to get somebody else to run the game. And by the way, a good RNC chair would bring in the best minds and get us on the same page and had a message about abortion. Would bring in the best minds to talk about what are the best media outlets for us to be able to fight back against the smears of the bad guys. No, instead, the RNC, their war room email alert was circulating hit pieces against me, Turning Point USA and Turning Point Action. It's a fact. A couple weeks ago, they were spending their time attacking me. They are far more, and I'm going to finally be able to tell this story soon. I can't tell it yet. They're far more worried about this program. This program is a greater threat to the RNC than the Democrats. They're on great terms with NBC News because they are controlled opposition. We need to start to bring all the different energy here. And Vivek advanced the rebellion. Quote, we are a party of losers. We have to have accountability. For that matter, Rana, if you want to come on stage tonight and look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will yield my time to you. And by the way, I was also insulted last night at how little time Hugh Hewitt received. I know that audience has mixed opinions of Hugh. I like Hugh a lot. Hugh should have received a lot more time. Why 42 minutes in, I'm listening to Kristen Welker and Lester Holt. By the way, this is building and building and building. DailyMail.com, exclusive. RNC chair, Rana confirms Trump won't participate in any Republican debates. I think he's going to stick with his strategy. It's going really well for you, Rana. So I don't know the technical aspects of how to vacate a chair. I know the RNC can do this. Now someone says, Charlie, why wait till January? You have to. That's the next meeting. There's no way to do this remotely. You have to have people in. So you got to wait till January. They meet every January. She's lost a lot of legitimacy even since January. Where are the fundraising totals? You raising money? No. The grassroots respect you? No. You're working with outside groups effectively? No. Is the media defending you? No. Understand that Donald Trump is going to be facing 700 years in federal prison. He already had to go through a primary. Rana says to the Daily Mail, she's more focused on attacking Democrats rather than infighting with members of the GOP. That's a lie. She's focused on attacking us. She also says, I'm not going to give a penny to Vivek Ramaswamy in violation of RNC rules. I want to win next November. I hate losing. You hate losing. And we are barreling towards, even with Donald Trump's supernatural ability to turn out voters and all this, we're heading towards a narrow defeat. And it doesn't have to be this way. Let's think differently. Let's challenge our premise. Let's escape the matrix and realize that we can have winners, entrepreneurs, risk takers, problem solvers that can run the RNC and get us to victory. But is that what they want? No, they're comfortable being controlled opposition and comfortable losers. And we need to change that. We are just starting our momentum, our campaign for the RNC meeting in Vegas. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thanks so much for listening. God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
When I grow up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up,
I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder.
Just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work.
Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.